Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. And I think the thing you hit on really amazingly was, how am I going to feel? What's the outcome? So how am I going to feel after I've gone to the gym for months in a row when I'm looking, like, I don't remember if you said looking in the mirror. And so, you know, how do you feel about you when you go to the gym for months in a row?
This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program.
Hello, Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieters. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm so excited to have Jamie Zweer on the podcast. Wow, I struggled with saying podcast because I was thinking about how her last name rhymes with beer and I was trying to say it right. And then I couldn't figure out how to say podcast, but there we go. Now you have it. Now you're going to remember her last name forever because it rhymes with beer. So she is a health coach. She works with women and tries to make it simple. You know, like, eating healthy can be so complicated sometimes. You can be so confused. I know I used to be confused all the time, had no idea what healthy was. I mean, you've heard me talk about how I thought Twizzlers were healthy because they said low fat on the label. Jamie can probably clear that up for me. And the greatest thing about it is she tries to help you figure out how you can do it on your budget. Because guess what? Sometimes, I mean, anywhere you go, you can get a burger for like a buck. If you go to like fast food, but that fruit cup, it's going to cost you $5. So hopefully Jamie can help us figure out, how do you even do this when money is an issue? So Jamie, I'm super excited to have you. Today we are talking about three things: energy, motivation, and the money. So we're going to dive into those three things. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Amber. I'm really, really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So I'm going to start out, as you know, with the rapid fire. So just one to two words, short answers. Here we go. Where are you from? Where do you live now?
Okay, I'm from Philadelphia, and I live in New Jersey now.
Ooh, and do you ever get food cravings? And if so, how do you manage them?
Yes, I do always get food cravings. I a lot of times, I crave the salty food more than the sweet food.
Okay.
And get them, I try to indulge in healthier salty foods, maybe like olives are salty, you know, pickles, things like that, to kind of give me that flavor without opening up a bag of chips.
Oh, that's so smart. I totally am into pickles and olives too. I think because they have some zap, I want to say, to them, like there's some taste there. Okay, awesome. If you were to have some food that wouldn't be within your regular way of eating, would you call it a treat meal, a cheat meal, or just food?
You know, I don't really call it anything. Actually, it was funny. I had a break change. My husband and I, we were driving. We needed toll money. I needed to break a $20 bill. So we stopped at a convenience store and he's like, just grab something. And I ended up, like, for whatever reason, I felt like picking up this bag of gummy candies. And I got them because I was like craving them, and I ate them on the ride. And, you know, it's hard to like get out of that space where you feel like you're indulging or binging, or
right.
And instead of just enjoying it, like, just enjoy your food, have it be food, and have it be something that is making you happy at that moment. So
right.
I had to leave my what I was thinking about to the side, and I was just enjoying my food. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a great example of like how to just enjoy something that you wanted in that moment because you had to break money.
Exactly.
And so if you were to, you gave a great example of how that all works in, but if you were to like plan eating treats or something like that, how would it work into your overall way of eating?
Yeah. So when I plan it and it works into my overall way of eating, because I don't eliminate desserts or eliminate snacks. I build that into my meal plan or any meal plan that I make for someone else. Like, there's room for dessert. We just make it a healthier swap. You can have anything. You have pancakes. You can have whatever you love. Like, let's just make a couple healthy swaps, so it's not, you know, making you unhealthy in the long term.
Ooh, I love that. Who has been the most influential person in your health and wellness journey?
Oh, that's such a good question. In my health and wellness journey, I don't know. Do you know? So what I think is funny, and I don't really idolize any one person, but who I try to think like and be like is the me in like maybe, let's say, 5 years, 10 years. Like I try to just be the best version of me.
Oh,
you use that sound. So I'm going to give you a really embarrassing story. You know, I have, my initials are Jay-Z. So I just try to think like, okay, that ideal person of me, I give her the persona of like Jay-Z, my initials. And I'm like, what would she be doing? Like, would she be standing up at the refrigerator eating right now? Like, would she come home after a stressful day and just, you know, binge on something? Or so that's who I I don't know, that's probably like the cheesiest answer you've ever gotten in your life, but that's who I guess I would say was the most influential.
I love that answer, and I especially love that answer because I have like one of my favorite guests, one of my friends that I'm just like, I'm just obsessed with her. She's amazing. I had her on, I'm trying to think, she's episode, I think 10 on the podcast, How to Feel Beautiful, Sexy, and Confident with Tara Romano. And one of the things she talks about is like her alter ego, and like her alter ego is Eva. And when she's Eva, she can have like some swagger and she can be a little bit sexy and a little bit playful and a little bit fun and like own her femininity when she's got that Eva side to her. So you wrote this down, like Jay-Z, put it in a box on my paper. I'm like, all right, we got to talk about this. So I love that answer. But anyway, we're making this long form now. We're getting away from it being rapid. We're going to go back to rapid and we're going to come back to this.
Okay.
Intuitive eating or food plan?
Food plan.
When you think, what is one thing you think of when you hear the word scale?
I ignore it.
Favorite way to engage in self-care?
Baths, massages, Netflix.
And one thing you think of when you hear the word self-love?
Eating with respect.
Ooh, that's so good. Eating with respect. Boom. Well, thank you so much, Jamie, for that rapid fire. So now let's get into the three pillars of the podcast today. Let's talk about when you don't have energy. And I saw this meme, I posted my Instagram stories this week, and it's a meme of a cat laying. And it's like, I'm just waiting for motivation. Well, that's the next one. But it made me think of like, you know, like a sloth. And sometimes in the winter, like I don't have any energy. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to work out. I just want to lay on the couch and Netflix, which you said is self-care sometimes, but it's not all the time. So take me through, you know, tell me about energy, how energy impacted you, why that's important with your clients.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we have to find that nice balance where there is time to lounge and be lazy and indulge in that. But then there is a time for getting to work and staying focused and being on a plan. And I think like that's really where a plan comes into play. Like you just have to plan things out as best as possible. And, you know, when it comes to finding motivation or what I like to say is that these things are easy to do and that they're easy not to do, right?
Right.
I mean, whatever it comes down to, making a healthy meal, going for a walk, getting up off the couch, cleaning your living room, it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. And you just have to weigh your pros and cons and is it really worth it to you? Do you really want to lose weight? Do you really want to look and feel your best? Do you really want a house that's put together and not, you know, and it's how you want it to be. So that's kind of how I think of it and how I encourage other people to look at it as well.
Have you ever struggled with low energy?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
So what does that look like for you?
So low energy for me might be, you know, low energy. I find that when you're doing something in your flow, in your passion, something that you want to be doing, it just naturally lights you up.
Yeah.
But on a daily basis, do I really want to get up out of bed, like force, like go to the gym? Like these things I think about, you know, it's not that I love doing them, it's that I've turned them into a habit and I do them because I like the outcome. Like I like the way I look after I've gone to the gym for months at a time, or I like the success of the outcome after I get up and I make myself, you know, being an entrepreneur, you have to, there's no one like on your butt saying, get your work done. It's like, right. You either make it or you don't make it. So it's just an intrinsic motivation. And when you're passionate about what you do and you turn it into a habit, it becomes a no-brainer.
Yeah. And you know, I think what you just talked about, when you turn it into a habit, like sometimes we're like, I'm passionate, you know, it's January 1, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to crush it. And then the next thing you know, it's January 5 and you're like, well, that motivation has left me. Like, thanks. Yeah. And I think that happens to so many of us. Right now I'm in the middle of a 30-day challenge I'm running actually. And week one was hot, tons of participants, everybody's in it. Week two, like we dropped down to half. And I'm like, all right, like what's going to happen in week three? And I bet what's going to happen is I'm going to have like a third or a quarter, because people start out passionate. They start out motivated and they don't turn it into a habit and they drop like flies. And I think you just hit the nail on the head, whether it's your health, whether it's your business, whether it's your relationship. If you can't figure out how to make those habits sustainable and for the long haul, create them into habits, you're not going to have massive success in any domain in your life. And I think the thing you hit on really amazingly was, how am I going to feel? What's the outcome? So how am I going to feel after I've gone to the gym for months in a row when I'm looking, like, I don't remember if you said looking in the mirror. And so, you know, how do you feel about you when you go to the gym for months in a row?
So, I feel good because I feel good that I did something that I said I was going to do. That's what makes
right.
me feel good. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't really like to weigh myself. I'm not looking in the mirror, picking things apart. You know, it's kind of like a macro look at things instead of a micro.
Right.
So I always encourage people not to really weigh themselves or not obsessed. You know, of course, maybe take your measurements every once in a while to see that you're making some sort of progress if that's
right.
your motivation. But for me, my motive, what makes me feel good is that I actually said I was going to do something and I did it.
Right. Does that actually increase your energy when you notice you did something you said you were going to do?
Yeah. For sure. I think that's a huge motivator for me.
And what's just one more quick energy hack if people are like, but I'm struggling and I don't have any.
Yeah. I mean, of course, obviously there's all these things that you can do to increase your energy. You want to stay hydrated. If you're not, if you're not eating a healthy diet, you want to make sure you're taking a multivitamin. You want to make sure you're getting your greens in and just like make one or two healthy swaps. I know that it can be overwhelming. Like you're saying, these women in your 30-day group are, you know, for example, like Mother's Day came up this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they may have felt like they fell off the bandwagon and they did something, because obviously we all go out to brunch, we all indulge and we all
right.
like treat ourselves on Mother's Day, but that doesn't have to be, you know, something that could be negative. So when you notice that, how that affects your energy the next day, like, oh, when I went out to brunch and I had all those pancakes and, you know, I had those sweets, I feel like crap the next day. So you have to, you know, I talk about diet because, and like the way that we eat, because it's the basis of everything, like
right.
how you show up for people. You know, as a holistic health coach, I talk about relationships. I talk about your career. I talk about, you know, your physical fitness, and what you eat is the groundwork, the framework for all of that. So if you want to improve your energy, you know, you just have to tune in and just make one or two healthy swaps. Like it can be so simple. It can be swapping, you know, if you make pancakes in the morning with your kids, just swap out the flour with a different kind of flour, the gluten-free kind of flour, or, you know, swap out your topping with blueberries and peanut butter, something like that. So it doesn't
right.
have to be all or nothing. It's just like
right.
baby steps. And you'll notice your energy increase for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, what I'm hearing from you is you just talked about hydration, healthy swaps, multivitamins. There's so many things you can do to get your energy in, and you just gave easy, simple solutions. And I love that. Like people could pick one of those and they'll probably notice a difference.
Yeah.
So let's move into your next pillar, which is motivation. So start us out. Why motivation? Why on earth is that important?
Yeah. So motivation is kind of, it's important because you have to think of your end outcome, and similar to what I said before, you know, why do you want it? It's easy to do and it's easy not to do. Like, you know, I talk to women about motivation all the time. You know, I run 30-day challenges too. And it's the same thing, you know, they do drop off after a little bit. And I like, you know, the psychology part of it, you are like on point with the whole psychology point of it and like how that dives into it. But I'm like so fascinated about why humans do what they do and the art of habits and sticking to things and just being motivated. So you just have to find something. If it's a lackluster diet that you're trying to stick to and is not doing you any good and your family is fighting you like tooth and nail, like that might be hard to stick to. Or if it's so, you know, it's causing you to have mood swings and to just be irritable nonstop, like, you know, it's not going to cause you to want to follow through for very long.
Yeah, absolutely. You're irritable, your mood swinging, yeah. Your family is like, who is this gremlin? You're like, let's keep doing this. I'm a gremlin. I want to keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Jamie, do you feel like a gremlin? Is that why you're a holistic health coach?
No, I'm not. I'm like that person who's like way too positive all the time. People are like, this horrible thing just happened to you. I'm like, well, things happen for a reason. Like,
yeah. It sounds like you look for the silver lining pretty naturally.
Yeah. It's quite irritating to people, especially sometimes. Like my husband, he's like, is everything like that positive? I'm like, you know, I'd rather be that way than always seeing the glass half empty, you know?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're choosing to do that as a choice.
Yes. Yeah. I think that it comes a little bit naturally. And yes, you're right. Like there's plenty of self-work that I've done and everything is a choice. Yeah. How you look at everything is a choice.
Well, I mean, if you knew my former life, it's really fun because as I've done this business and as my podcast has grown, people from my former life are finding it and they're like, wow, you're so different. I'm like, you're right. Because I actually used to be, when I talk about being a gremlin, like I was grouchy and mean, and that was like my natural disposition, I would say. And then it evolved, like as I did some work and I healed, like my disposition changed, but also too, like there's that choice to take things that are going to make me feel good. Yeah. So say someone's out there and they aren't really motivated and they're not the positive outlook. Like where can they start with motivation?
So where can you start with motivation? So that's why I say, you know, plan, like start with a plan. You either, you know, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail 100%.
So, oh my gosh. Yes. I say that all the time. And I like to follow that up with prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
But it's so true. You know, like, this person who wants to find that motivation, or on Sunday, you know, I have these family members every Sunday. It's like grilled chicken and salads all this week because I just ate all this Sunday dinner. And I'm like, why? Like, and so even if that is your play, right? What did they do to prepare for it? Do they have food in their refrigerator? Do they have a plan as to what they're going to do when their coworkers ask them to go out to eat at lunch? Like, what is your play here? So if that's your goal, to have grilled chicken and salad all week, then cool. Like, do you have salad dressing? Do you have your chicken already made? You know, like,
right.
Just plan.
Right.
And then it goes back to I try to simplify it down to even like, take your chicken, don't even spend the time meal prepping, throw the freaking chicken in a crock pot and call it a day. I don't care if it tastes like crap. Like, your chicken is done. Like, if you can't find 4 seconds to do that, then I'm sorry. Like, you don't want this bad enough, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Obviously, I don't promote grilled chicken and salads all day, all week, but what I'm saying is have a plan.
Right. And I mean, I think that's so important because people are like, I'm not motivated. I'm like, well, then take the load off of your motivation and create a discipline. And the discipline is in the planning. Because if you have a plan, you're taking the load off of like, so say you do, you're like, I'm going to have a grilled chicken every day. And you've actually gone and you've planned your chicken and whatever, it's done. It's not the best tasting, but it's done. Then you're not left with the decision to like, should I have a pizza or should I make a chicken? I can order a pizza and that'll, you know, take 5 seconds to make the phone call, or I can reach in my fridge. And if you already have it made, you're taking the load off of your willpower and you're going to make a better choice for you. Yeah. So is there ever times, like you just talked about having a plan. What does plans look like in your life, Jamie?
So plans for me look like having a clear shopping list when I plan to go to the grocery store. Do not walk into that grocery store without a grocery list. Do not do it. And as a funny example, I actually went to go, I went with a family member, a close family member, and they were like trying to be healthy. They're like, oh, I'm like doing all these things. And I was like, awesome. I'm so glad you have that initial motivation. And I stepped in, I was like, can I help take you to the grocery store and show you, you know, what to buy? And they said, sure. So when we went to the grocery store together, they were like, ugh, I'm not going to like that pasta. I'd rather just buy the 2 smaller containers of beef instead of the 1 larger container. And I'm like, do you see that the price is that much more? Like, the price is clearly higher. They're like, but I don't feel like taking it out of the bigger thing and putting it in 2 smaller things. So it's funny because they and I said, you know what? She apologized. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, you know, listening to anything you're saying. And I was like, it's okay, because I'm going to take this as to what not to do at the grocery store. Do not go not a plan. Like, just try to be brave. Like, I talk to kids too, you know, in former life, I was a teacher. And so I teach this to kids, like, you just have to be brave. You just have to try new things. So go into that grocery store with a plan, follow the plan. If you don't have time to go to the grocery store, you know, order it online. So you're not, or if you're tempted to pick things up off the shelf, like a bag of Doritos or whatever, just order it online so you can say no. Go to the grocery store full with a full belly so you're not like, oh, I'm so hungry, like that prepared, whatever looks so good. I like to say before you go to the grocery store, clear off your kitchen space, make sure your dishes are not piled up out of the sink so that when you get home, you can like take out the crock pot, throw the chicken in, like take something out, you know, just get something ready for the next day. I don't talk about spending hours in the kitchen meal prepping. It takes like maybe 30 minutes. And I do this live with certain people to show them like, look at me, I'm opening chicken and look what I'm doing with it. And look how long it took, you know?
Yeah.
And then stick that meal plan or that the intended plan on your refrigerator. So you know what's going on. You know that some chicken is prepared in the refrigerator. You know what you need to make with it. And it can be fairly simple when you do it that way.
Yeah, I love how you're simplifying this and you're just talking about plans. And I like to go like this, plan, 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 plan. It goes along with my track, 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 track. But you're like, you're planning and that's amazing. And that's what people are like, I'm on this diet and it's not working. I'm like, well, are you planning your food? And are you like, and they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, like maybe let's try that. Like in my challenge right now, I'm giving out grocery lists, meal plan guides. And they're like, it's not working. I'm like, are you following anything I gave you? They're like, no. And I'm like, okay. But I think the thing that you nailed was it's about being brave. And people don't realize like the bravery that comes with this, because to do something outside of your comfort zone is uncomfortable. You have to sit with that. You have to try something that's unknown. It's uncertain. You don't know how it's going to go. And we love the devil that we know rather than the devil that we don't. And so we pick that comfort of like, I'm at least know I'm miserable eating pizza and pasta only every day. And I know I'm miserable being fat or, you know, overweight, rather than I don't know how I'll feel if I switch my foods, and I don't know how I'll tolerate, you know, maybe having to say no to things I used to love to eat all the time. Like you can have pizza and pasta. Those are sometimes foods, but not all the time foods. But people, you know, they are afraid. They might not know they're afraid, but they don't know how to tolerate the discomfort of not knowing. And so I love that you said brave, because I don't think I've actually heard anybody say that, but you said it. And I was like, yes, girl, like people need to hear that. Oh my gosh. So have you ever had to be brave with your food? Can you give us an example of that in Jamie's life?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's so funny. Like there's even sometimes there's not many things that I don't like, not many foods that I don't like, but sure, there's definitely things that I've had, like that I tried or even, so when it comes to food, yes, sometimes, but you know, actually when I defrost like a bag of frozen stir fry veggies and like the little carrots, I don't know. I'm like, this is probably how people, like, I'm not fond of those little carrots. And I'm probably like, I'm thinking this is how people probably feel like when I force them to eat veggies, like, it's just not something that I like. So it doesn't mean you have to eat all the veggies, like pick your favorite veggie. If you only like broccoli and you'll like start small. So have your broccoli, smother it with cheese at first. I don't care, but get your broccoli in your system. You know, you don't have to have it boiled and canned peas or whatever. And I think that is kind of where it starts, because we have this misconception of what veggies taste like. Veggies are delicious, right? You know, veggies are delicious, but we probably have not had them prepared very well. Maybe we tried it when we were five and our mom really like ruined us because she just only gave us the, you know, the stir-fried carrots and the can of peas. And we're like, I freaking hate vegetables. So, you know, give it another try. Our taste buds are constantly changing and, you know, we're constantly evolving as people. So try a different cooking technique, or just, you know, if you don't like zoodles and your goal is to like have zoodles and turkey meatballs or whatever, have half zoodles and half of your regular pasta, like baby steps, like the babiest baby step that you can do, you know?
Yeah. One of the things you've talked a lot about is healthy swaps, and you just gave some great examples of healthy swaps, like switching out half of the noodles for half zoodles. Yeah. Like, it is the baby step sometimes and thinking about swaps. So that is so great. So Jamie, let's move into our last one, which is funds. Bump, bump, bump. You're trying to do this on the budget. I know you gave an example just a second ago about those two things being more expensive. So someone's like, Jamie, it's expensive to eat healthy. I can't do it. I can't afford it. Tell me how to make this match your budget.
So the thing with when we go to the grocery store, we think like, oh, great, being healthy is going to be, you know, ridiculously expensive. So we're starting back with our plan, right? And so you go to your meal plan and you're not making chicken tacos, steak one night, stir fry with shrimp. You're not doing that. Like, when we start with our plan, you're going to, like, I try to approach it with one protein a week. So chicken stir fry, chicken tacos, chicken something else, and like make your meals kind of with one base of protein, and then vary it week to week. And like, that's one thing that helps. But also, stop falling for all the marketing schemes and plans and high protein this and low sugar this and high fiber that. Like, guess what? A yam is also high fiber, has a, you know, is a healthy food, and it costs like 49 cents. Like, stop complicating it. And, you know, it's funny because I always, like, I talk about just eating whole foods, like fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, grains, like meats, dairy, like whole foods. But when you buy all that and then you come home and you're like, great, Jamie, I have a bag of grapes, I have some chicken, I have some broccoli, what the hell am I supposed to make with this? You know, you go back to your plan, you go back to your meal plan, and you can make really beautiful, like if you have a tomato and some corn and some avocado and, you know, some rice, you can make like a taco salad with it. So it just takes a little bit of planning ahead of time. And so people, you know, a lot of times they say like you either have like time or money. And let's say you don't have time to chop up some or spiralize your zucchini to make zoodles or chop up some of your veggies. You don't have to buy like the pre-made versions of that. But what you can do is buy the pre-chopped versions of those things or pre-made. So you can spend a little bit more money on those things without buying. You know, we see like the frozen dinners that have like the zoodles in it or whatever, but you don't buy that stuff, which can be very expensive as compared to just the pre-prepared.
Right.
And then when it comes to the sweet potato, just take the sweet potato, put it in your microwave. I don't know if you know this, but there's a microwave button that says potato, and you press the potato button and your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, you can cook like four or five at a time. They're done. Like, you don't, so your chicken's cooking on the crock pot, your potatoes are cooking, your rice is going to be in your pressure cooker. Doesn't have to be that complicated. So it takes a little bit of planning when you're trying to cut ends and save some money on eating healthfully. And not falling for those marketing schemes, you know, high fiber on a bag of Fruit Loops or box of Fruit Loops. It's like, give me a freaking break. Like, are you joking me?
Yeah. But I love how you just talked about like the overarching theme here, whether it's been for your energy, for your motivation, or for your funds. Like, if you're not making a plan, you're going to struggle here, and you're probably not going to be hitting your goals. And like you said, like, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't even have to take that long. You just kind of, you can't wing it. Like, you kind of have to know what you're doing. Yeah. So what's your favorite meal on a budget?
Oh boy. You know, I wrote a whole cookbook for this reason. I was actually embarrassed to share my recipes for a long time because because it was just like a random blending of certain like cashews and lemon and garlic and, you know, spiralized zucchini. And that's, I honestly would have to say that's my favorite. I make this, the sauce, it's like a cashew cheesy sauce. And with my zoodles, and I do make like, you know, turkey meatballs with it. And my turkey meatball secret is you put oatmeal and egg in the turkey, and you, with some salt, you mix that together, you roll it up and you bake it or saute it, and they're like the most delicious thing. So that's probably one of my most easy and expensive meals.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm into that. You know what I recently did making a meatball? I saw this on some blog, and it was half ground turkey, which is lower in calories, whatever, and then half ground pork. So the pork has a little bit more fat, but the ground pork. and mixed them together. And I had never done this. And the way that they seared on the pan, because of a little bit extra fat in the pork, was excellent. Just an FYI, in case anyone's wondering. Now, you know what Jamie likes to eat in her meatballs, a secret, the egg and the oatmeal. And for mine, we're going to add a little bit of pork, but not like, be careful if you're trying to lose weight. But to add in that pork was mixed with the turkey was excellent.
Good.
Yeah. So, okay, Jamie, you've talked about so much here, but one thing I actually want to ask you about is Jay-Z. I want to circle back to Jay-Z for a hot second because I love that. And so right now we have people at the beginning of this call and they're like, okay, how do I be more like Jamie? How do I find the energy? How do I stay positive? How do I stay motivated? How do I watch my budget? How can they find their own version of Jay-Z within them?
Yeah. So everyone has that person inside of them. So for those of you who are tuning into the end of this, I'm not talking about Jay-Z, the singer, the rapper, because I hate that my initials are Jay-Z for that reason. So just think of, you know, what it is, what do you want to achieve? Who do you want to be? When you think, or look at people that you admire or idolize, like, what is it in them? Is it their outfit? Is it their relationship? Is it, you know, their home that they keep? Is it the way that they eat? Is it the way that they drink lemon water all day? Like, what is it? It's something. And so when I talk, when people, like, jealousy, like, when people are jealous, or, you know, when they have even when I notice that I get jealous of something, I turn it into, like, what is it that's making me jealous about this person? And what do I see in them that is evoking that in me? And so, you know, obviously be unique, be yourself, but also touch on what it is. What do you want out of life? And put all those characteristics and maybe journal about it for an hour. And how can you achieve that? Obviously, it's not going to be done overnight. And it might evolve over time. But what, is that person like pressing snooze on their alarm clock 20 times before they get out of bed? Like, what are these characteristic, what are they doing in order to get to that? And what do you need to do? So I would just say, what are these factors that you want to do? What are some things that you need to do to get there? And what is one step that you can do today, this week, this month? That's it.
Oh my God. I love that. So many practical tools there. Can you give us a glimpse into your 5-year Jay-Z that you see when you close your eyes?
Yes. Well, my Jay-Z just makes, she's making a big impact. So being a former teacher, I definitely have goals and aspirations to help families and schools and programs. So I teach, in addition to working with women, I teach healthy cooking classes to kids. So I see myself going national with this program, and all along, you know, having my membership site that is a low income access for families to get into, and just shares with them these practical tools. And really, as for myself, just being an example for people, you know, being that light, being that person that I really never had and that I still don't have. So that's why I want to become her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's really it.
Oh my gosh. Well, you so are that light right now, and you're shining so bright, and even the work that you're doing till this point. I mean, you're having such an impact in your podcast and the work you're putting out. I mean, okay, hold on, backtrack. Like, where can people find more of you if they're with me right now and they're like, she is a light, like she is already shining so bright. What can they find of yours right now?
Thank you. Yeah. So, my business name is Oh How Healthy. And if you search OHHOWHEALTHY anywhere, Instagram, that's my website, that's my Facebook name, that's where you can find a lot of my things. And my cookbook is on Amazon, and that's called Simple Balanced Eats. You just search Jamie's Weir, that rhymes with
Yeah, Weir. If you want her zoodle thing that she talked about, like, go check that out.
Yeah, exactly. So just search Oh How Healthy and you can find me. And yeah, hopefully, you know, if you find me through Amber's podcast, say hello, let me know where you found me from. And I'd love to connect with you further.
Where can they listen to your podcast?
Okay. So my podcast is Oh How Healthy. You can find it. the name transitioned. It was the Busy to Balance podcast. Now it's Oh How Healthy podcast. So it might throw some people off, but Oh How Healthy across the board.
Oh how healthy. They can find you. Okay. So if you loved her and she was super bright, like I think she is, before you go over to hers, hit subscribe on this podcast so you keep getting amazing guests, and then head over to her podcast, Oh How Healthy, and hit subscribe so you can get some more Jamie in your life. Hey, Jamie, you want to do a giveaway? I'm totally putting you on the spot right now. Why don't I give away one of your books, your Oh How Healthy books? Why don't I give one away to a lucky listener?
You got it. One of the cookbooks. There's 70 recipes in there, all of these beautiful recipes that I'm talking about. I'd be happy to give one away.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. If you want one of these cookbooks, okay, I'll give one away. I'll buy it and give it away. Do you have one to give away?
Yeah, I'm going to give you
okay,
one.
Okay, so we're going to give away two.
Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, so here's what you got to do. If you want a Jamie cookbook, all right, for 1 week, so when this goes out, I don't know what date it's going out yet. Here's what you got to do. I'm going to post a picture with Jamie's book somehow. I'm going to find it. So when you see this in my feed, when this goes out, you got to look in my feed. I'm making this up as I go right now, but you know, when she talked about her food, I'm like, we all need this in our lives. So somehow I'm going to post a picture in my feed with her book. I don't know what this is going to end up like, and a picture of her. On this post, you have to tag a friend that you think would also love her book. If you tag, you get entered to win a cookbook. So the more friends you tag, the more entries you get. 1 week from the time this podcast airs, we will pick winners. So you have an entire week to enter to win this book. And it sounds like we're going to give two away. It's called Simple Balanced Eat Cookbook and More by Jamie Zweer. That sounds like beer. All right. So we're giving away this book because everyone, it's got Amazon reviews. It's got 5 freaking stars, which is awesome because not everything gets 5 stars on Amazon. So anyways, we're gonna give out two of these books to some lucky listeners. So watch for this in my Instagram. You have to go to @breakingupwithyoyodieting and find the post, and you have 1 week to tag a friend to get entered to win. All right, Jamie, any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with before we get off today?
Be kind to yourself. Stop beating yourselves up. We all beat. And you know what? I gave this challenge to someone yesterday. I said, look in the mirror and find something nice about yourself. We all look in the mirror and we all want to look at your hair, look at your skin. Like, look at something nice about yourself and just be kind to yourself. So that's the final thought I would like to leave you with.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie. I so appreciate you today. You've just given so much wisdom and you really have been that light, and I cannot wait to see 5 years from now when you're having an even bigger impact than you have now.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.